Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5 year long study of the New Testament. Today's broadcast, lesson number 2 of week number 10, studying Matthew chapter 10. As we get started, these reminders. Our programs air thousands of times each month, but they do not air continuously everywhere. If you would like that kind of full-time, unlimited access to all of our materials, then go to our website, internationalgospelhour.com, and click on the free menu. At that page, you will find links to our newsletter, our video series, Christ Obeyed, What About Me?, our audio series, The Big Questions, links to download the book, Victory in Jesus, links to Bible reading schedules, and links to all of our IGH 260 broadcasts. On every page at our website, you will find our toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988. You will also find links to our contact and survey forms, as well as links to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube pages. Finally, if you prefer to study God's Word by mail rather than online, call our toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988. To receive our free 30-lesson Bible study series. You can also request this series by using the contact form at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. Let's get into God's Word, a study of Matthew chapter 10 today. We surveyed Matthew 10 in our last broadcast, and we concluded that program with this thought: Jesus' three-part ministry of preaching, teaching, and healing was set forth twice so far in Matthew's Gospel, first in chapter 4, verses 23 and following, and then second in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. It appears a third time in Matthew chapter 10. Though we will address it in more detail as we work through that chapter, consider what we read in the opening verses of the limited commission that Jesus gave to the 12. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food." That's Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 10. This passage restricted the mission of the 12 disciples. First, they were only directed to go to the house of Israel. Second, they were specifically told not to go to the Gentiles. Third, they were also told not to go to Samaritan cities. Fourth, they were not to take money with them. Fifth, they were not to take extra clothing, shoes, or staffs. And there's at least one more restriction or qualification addressed in these 5 verses that we want to discuss. In verse 7, Jesus commanded the apostles to go preach, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Jesus' command obviously corresponds to the preaching part of his own preaching, teaching, and healing ministry. In verse 8, Jesus instructed the apostles to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. That directive, of course, parallels the healing part of Jesus' preaching, teaching, and healing ministry. Thus, Jesus' three-part work of teaching, preaching, and healing was mimicked to a certain extent, a limited extent, in the work of the apostles in their mission to the house of Israel. Why do we say that the apostles' work here mimics Jesus' work to a limited extent? Because though they replicated what Jesus did as they were sent to preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and even though they followed Christ as they went about healing, cleansing, raising the dead, and casting out demons, they did not, because they were not instructed to do so, they did not teach as did Jesus. Jesus preached, so did the apostles. Jesus healed and worked miracles, so did the apostles. But then there's that third element, Jesus taught. Or, as both Matthew 4:23 and Matthew 9:35 state, Jesus taught in their synagogues, meaning the assembly worship places of the Jews. That third element of Jesus' ministry, teaching, was not commanded by Jesus to the apostles in this setting. The big question, why not? To answer that, we briefly repeat what we noted as we studied Matthew chapter 4, the general distinction between preaching and teaching. Generally, preaching was done to the uninitiated, the irreligious or the unreligious, the skeptics and the doubters. Preaching was more overtly evangelistic, designed to alert souls to their need to be redeemed by the Father through the Son. And, generally, teaching was done to those who were already, to some extent anyway, believers. Matthew's Sermon on the Mount was more teaching-oriented than it was preaching-oriented. Jesus was teaching those who were already following him, the multitudes, how they were to be his kingdom disciples. He was not as overtly calling them to be his disciples as much as he was instructing those who were already inclined to be his disciples. Again, remember, they were already following Jesus. True enough, the distinction between the two cannot be a sharp one. There's overlap and some blur between the two. But again, generally speaking, that distinction holds true. The apostles, this early in the ministry of Jesus, were not prepared to teach, not from the perspective of what they still had to learn and still had to accept about the deity of Jesus. Because of that, they were not prepared to fully teach as Jesus was. Later, after becoming fully convinced and fully converted to who Jesus was, to why Jesus came, and what their great commission would be, then, at that time, the apostles' work more fully replicated the preaching, the teaching, and the healing of Jesus. Until then, they had a lot to learn before they were ready to teach what Jesus wanted them to teach. Let's start to work our way through Matthew chapter 10 in even more detail. In the opening verses of Matthew 10, Jesus called the 12 apostles to him, chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. After Jesus learned that John was in prison, he left Nazareth, where he was raised, and moved to Capernaum in Galilee, Matthew chapter 4, 12 and 13. And Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he called two sets of brothers, all fishermen, Peter and Andrew, and James and John. To the first two brothers, Jesus said, "Follow me," and they did, Matthew 4, 18 through 20. To the second two, Jesus called them, and they too followed him, Matthew chapter 4, verses 21 and 22. Other than these words, "I will make you fishers of men," nothing in this immediate context identified any special roles or titles for these four fishermen. Five chapters later, Jesus met another man, Matthew, who was sitting at the tax office. He repeated what he said to Peter and Andrew, "Follow me," and Matthew, as did the first four, followed him, Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. Again, in this context, nothing was said about unique job descriptions or designations. That changes when we get to Matthew chapter 10. Jesus called 12 disciples to himself, only five of which were previously introduced in Matthew's account. Though the first five were called and identified by name in Matthew chapter 4 and Matthew chapter 9, we know only this. They were called to follow Jesus, and they were told explicitly to Peter and Andrew that they would become fishers of men. How that was to be carried out, we are not told, not in those first calling contexts. We do know, however, that this immediate context offers much more information about what they were to do, how they were to do it, and why they were to do so. The why part of their job description actually appears in the closing verses of Matthew chapter 9. In that setting, we read these words, "Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" Matthew 9, 37 and 38. The connection between disciples in chapter 9, verse 37, and disciples in chapter 10, verse 1, shows that Jesus was speaking to the same group of followers. The message: Jesus did not just pray that the Lord of harvest would send out laborers into his harvest. Jesus commissioned them. The word call in chapter 10, verse 1 means to call to or notify in order to secure someone's presence. It was used of a call issued for presence with the speaker. Hence, it means summon, call on, call to oneself, invite. In its usage in the First Testament, the word refers to the call issued by someone who is higher in rank than the one who was summoned. For example, parents and children, or Moses calling the elders in Israel. Such a call was typically a command, not a mere invitation, but neither did it reflect despotic compulsion. In the Second Covenant, the word was also used in context where authority lies behind the call. The call is in effect viewed as a means to an end, and our attention is fixed on the event set in motion by it. Key thoughts here: this call reflected the authority of Jesus. This call reflected the subordination of those who came, namely the disciples. This call was made for a purpose or purposes greater than the call itself. What was or what were that purpose or those purposes? Matthew tells us. Jesus gave them power, verse 1. Over unclean spirits to cast them out, verse 1. To heal all kinds of sickness and diseases, chapter 10, verse 1 as well. One additional factor to note here: not the names of these men, but another descriptive term applied to them. In chapter 10, verse 1, the text tells us that he called his 12 disciples to him. That indicates that they were already part of a larger group of disciples and that they were already called in some sense before this call. A reminder: we have seen only 5 to this point in Matthew who were called in the first sense prior to this. But then there's that other descriptive term. After Jesus gave them power to, in effect, continue the healing ministry that he started in Matthew 4, verse 23, the text said, the name of the 12 apostles are, Matthew chapter 10, verse 2. In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and continue our study of Matthew chapter 10. This reminder as we close: to enroll in our completely free, self-paced online Bible study, go to ighworldbibleschool.org or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. We hope that you can join us as we study God's Word together in our next broadcast.